Hi, this is Philosophy Guy from the PodSafe Comedy Countdown, and you're listening to the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely. And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too.
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and we're on to episode number 22. I first wanted to thank Philosophy Guy for that really cool intro. I didn't even expect it was coming. It just all of a sudden showed up in my mailbox this morning. So, Philosophy Guy, I really appreciate it. Actually, I know there are two in there, so I'm going to put them into the rotation. I think I'm getting close to enough that I can actually be putting one of these things out every show. If you want to have yours put on there, hey, just email it to me. It's Barely@barelypodcasting.com. I normally don't give that out until the end. Boy, I'm already jumping ahead of myself. This weekend, we went to a wedding of one of my wife's former co-workers, and it was a Greek wedding. Well, it was partial Greek, partial, I don't know what he is, but I know she has a Greek background. You have the dual ceremony earlier in the day, and then you go to the reception, and you eat good food, and I mean, it was good food, and we were sitting around with some of my wife's former co-workers as well, and all just having a really good time, and then the dancing started. When my wife and I go to weddings, one thing that she loves to do is she loves to dance, and I'm not a dancer. If any of you remember and have seen the footage from Blues Fest where I was actually dancing, that's the best I can do, and that's pathetic. But this gives my wife an opportunity to actually dance with people and actually be kind of just an adult again. And Greek weddings are just, I've found out, are not places where you're able to do that for any time. We go through, we have dinner, and then the Greek dancing starts. I'm not Greek. I don't know the Greek dancing. But you just kind of sit there and wait. And wait. And wait some more. What did my wife and I do? Well, we went with her co-workers to a blues bar that was literally right down the road. We were in downtown Chicago. And we just went down to a blues bar and hung out there for, I think it was 2 hours. I know. Is that pathetic, folks? I have no idea. I was actually enjoying the blues bar. I was just kind of sitting in the corner. It's like, yeah, okay, this is good blues music and really enjoying it, but I should be at a wedding. I mean, I'm all dressed up. I'm obviously overdressed for the blues bar. It was my wife and I, one of her former co-workers and her boyfriend, and then another one of her former co-workers and her boyfriends, and we're all decked out. You decked out like you go to a wedding. And that's how we were all dressed, and everyone else was there, and they're in, like, jeans and t-shirts and stuff like that. And so it was just really kind of odd seeing all of us, and we're right at the back. So the window to the whole bar, to the street, is actually viewable by everyone that you have all these really dressed up people. I think we were kind of scaring people away. But it was really good music. It was a good company. And then we decide we're going to go back to the wedding. Yes, folks, after hanging out at the blues bar for a few hours, we decide to go back to the wedding. Well, it was more to go back to say our goodbyes. It was thanks for having us, blah, blah, blah. Well, what was really cool about this wedding, at least at the introductions of this wedding, was they were doing a lot of White Sox stuff. And I think all of you know that I am a White Sox fan. So they were doing a lot of the intro music that you hear at the park. Actually, the groom had his own cake, which was a cake of a White Sox jersey, which I kind of thought was cool. I didn't like the cake itself, but the design of the cake was really cool. And then they gave out the best wedding, you know, there's like those little mementos you get at weddings. It's like usually a bookmark or a candle or something along those lines. No, they gave out baseballs. It's like, oh, this is cool. It has their name on it and the day of the wedding. But still, it's a baseball. Now, that is something I'm going to hang on to. I mean, I really didn't know this woman. I don't know the guy at all. But I'm hanging on to it because it's a baseball. And that's a cool wedding present. So anyone out there who's getting married, give the thing of sporting equipment. That's the way to go. People will remember you that way. Take my balance again. I think you've got it wrong. work, we've been doing a lot of renovations physically around me. They've torn out the cubicle walls around me, probably for a 5-foot to 10-foot section. Really, what they're going to be doing is incorporating me in with the rest of the team I work with. Up until now, I have been completely isolated. I've had cubicle walls pretty much all the way around me. No one has been able really to see me, and I haven't really been able to interact and see other people. Now they're taking all that away, so I'm not part of a team, so people can see me, I can see them, blah, 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 all that fun stuff. But to do this, they have to tear down everything that's there. They're also they're building a walled-in office for my boss, and it's crazy. It's been to the point, because I'm the only one who didn't have to move for the construction, so I'm sitting right in the middle of it. I mean, these people are bringing the stuff in right behind me. I'm trying to do my regular everyday tasks. I'm trying to get work done. I have to be on the phone. I have to do a lot of paperwork. I can't do it at my desk. Oh my God. You sit there and you get on the phone. It's like, yeah, hey, it's so-and-so. And I'm talking to you about... You get that right in the background. It's like, oh my God. How the hell can I do any work with this? And if you think I'm kidding, I've had enough time to be able to match my voice to that. I had my iRiver with me, and so I started doing it, and I began kind of tweaking it. And when you can't do anything else, you begin to play little tricks like that. So that's what I've been doing at work, has been trying to match the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets that they're doing in my area. So that's what it sounds like, and I can't do about half of my work, but just because anytime I start and this noise starts in, I'm stuck. There's nothing I can do about it. And then I have to repeat everything I was doing because I have a break in concentration. It's very frustrating, but they tell me it will be done by the end of the week. Oh God, please let it be done by the end of the week. Well, they are actually making progress with that. They had put up one of the walls, and there's no one around, so I'm kind of like, okay, I'm smelling something weird. I wonder what it is. I wonder if it's, like, from the carpet, because they had to replace some of the pieces of carpet, because they had to actually dig into the concrete below my feet. Well, not physically below my feet, but when I walk through certain areas, it is below my feet at that point. So, see, it is below my feet, people. I know, I'm such a dork. So there's all these smells and everything, and everyone leaves, and they have most of one of the walls up. So I walk over to it. As I'm kind of smelling, I'm trying to see where this smell is coming from. Is this actually something that's supposed to be there, or is it something that shouldn't be there? I just don't know, and I'm kind of curious. So I'm walking over, and I'm sniffing, doing that sniff thing like a little dog. Walking through and getting paid to do it, too. I mean, remember, I'm working at the time. So I walk over, I get right up next to the wall where my boss is going to be sitting, and I'm like, it's getting stronger here. I just kind of move in, and I do that quick look around. Okay, is anyone watching? No. So I go in, do the real quick sniff check of the wall. At that point, one of the guys I work with walks around the corner and is like, what the hell are you doing? And I'm sitting there with my nose pressed up against the wall. I'm like, nothing? Oh, I was so busted. He's been laughing at me. He's like, yeah, you've been sniffing the walls. Well, this is a guy who gets a wall put up so it kind of blocks anyone from coming into his area. And he's physically walked into the wall 3 times. So I'd rather be caught sniffing the wall once than walking into the wall 3 times. I don't know. Is that just me or or am I just really trying to look not as pathetic as I am? That's right, folks. I'm a wall sniffer. The show I'm reviewing this week is For What It's Worth. It's with Steve and Dawn, a married couple, a husband and wife team. They're podcasting out of the Sierra Nevada Mountains. Oh, would I love to be back there again. I used to vacation out there when I lived overseas. My folks would ship me back to a camp in the Sierra Nevadas just because it was a way to get me out of their hair. And if you're actually wondering, yes, I will bring up stories like that. I was an expat for 4 years. But yeah, I'm jumping way off topic. So I know really kind of the area they're in and everything. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. But they're in the Sierra Nevadas. And they put out a show, which is actually it's very good, very well done. I really look forward to this show coming out each week. But they put out a show that ranks right up there with pretty much every other show I listen to. And also, it's family safe, which is another thing that when I know I'm going to be having to have the little one in the car is very, very important. So anyone out there with families who want to listen to podcasts in the car, this is a show that actually you'll be able to enjoy very much. I mean, they kind of tell actually weird things that happen to them, and I always am amazed at how many weird things happen to me. Then I listen to other shows, and I hear weird things happening to other people, too. I'm like, wait a minute. How can this much weirdness be happening? I mean, isn't this supposed to be just an area of, oh, yeah, everything's the same. Everything's perfect. Don't need to worry about anything. I guess not, because Steve and Don out in California are having the same weird issues that it seems like I'm having, and I'm in Illinois. So it's not anything that's isolated, I guess. These two have a good chemistry, good on-air chemistry with each other, good banter back and forth, and they don't take themselves too seriously, which I really, really appreciate out of really any podcast I listen to. I don't take myself seriously. Why should anyone else be taking themselves as seriously as I take me? Okay, that was roundabout logic, wasn't it, folks? I hope you understand what I mean by that. These two poke a lot of fun at each other, but you can really tell there is a lot of mutual respect and caring for each other. They are, like I said, husband and wife team. So they do also tell some stories about the kids and everything, which I'm looking forward to being able to have some of those stories because their kids are older than my little girl. But that's a completely different topic for a completely different show. But these two really do know how to get the story out in a quick, concise manner, which I've been noticing I'm having a problem with the past couple shows. So anyway, go check them out. They are on iTunes. You can just type in For What It's Worth. Their website is steveanddawn.com. Also, when you're out there, you can see a couple of the cartoons that they do. Steve does do some cartoons on his own, so they're pretty neat to kind of see. But yeah, go check them out. Like I said, a really, really good show. You'll really enjoy it. And again, they're at steveanddawn.com. If you're a first-time listener to them, hey, drop them a line saying the Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over.
Podcasting from high in the Sierra Nevada mountain range, it's For What It's Worth Podcast with Steve and Dawn.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, folks. How are you?
We're back.
Two funny people talking about everyday life.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, could you hear that?
Yeah. Sierra Nevada barking spiders.
Find the For What It's Worth Podcast at stevendawn.com.
Hey, Steve and Dawn. It's Red Boy from the Red Boy Podcast. Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to say, you know what? I really loved your show. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
The For What It's Worth Podcast with Steve and Dawn at stevendawn.com. Everything from Civil War diaries to today in history.
For What It's Worth, podcast number
17.
17?
17.
17 it is. Do I hear a second?
It's the For What It's Worth podcast.
Addie, we're glad to be back.
How did it happen? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Hi, folks.
Go check out Steve and Dawn at stevendawn.com for the For What It's Worth podcast.
One thing that's been going on lately with me is, I don't know how many of you out there know, I wear contacts, and I wear the extended wear contacts just because I completely and utterly hate waking up in the middle of the night and not being able to see. It's one of the things that my father gave me that it's one of those gifts I wish I could just return. My father gave me my eyesight. He also gave me my hearing, too, which is why I'm half deaf, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I can honestly say to the wife, honey, I didn't hear you. And it's true. I don't. He gave me my eyesight, too, which if I don't have my contacts in or my glasses on, I'm legally blind. I cannot see a speedometer. I can have a piece of paper sitting in front of me on a table, and I'm sitting at that table. I won't be able to read it. That's how bad my eyesight is. And so I've been wearing extended wear contacts for years. And I mean, it's been great. Get up in the middle of the night and you can see. I ran out of them. They are disposable, so I just kind of go through, wear them, and then when I'm done, I pitch them. I ran out. So I've been stuck in my glasses for now the past week. And how lazy I am is I haven't even gone through and decided, okay, yeah, I need to call the eye doctor to get an appointment so I can get more stinking lenses. No, I'm just sitting back complaining. When did I become a victim? It seems like I've become like the victim person that I don't like. People who are always like, oh, woe is me kind of thing, they annoy me. Instead of, okay, this happened. Okay, that sucks, but how do I move forward? That's the kind of personality that I am a little bit. I don't like the victim personality where it's like, oh, everything happens to me, blah, 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 blah. But yet, here I am. I'm not doing anything about my glasses. So I'm doing the, I'm a victim, blah, 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 blah. Could this be the first stage of hating myself? I really need to save up for LASIK so then I could just say, screw it. I don't need these stupid things to be in my eyes anymore. But then again, thanks, Dad, for the gift that just keeps on giving. Damn it. Nothing can change my feelings today. I know most of you do know that, yes, I am a White Sox fan. I've already mentioned it once in this episode. How could you forget so soon? But I've also been talking with Steve from the Wicked Good podcast a lot, and he's a Boston Red Sox fan. Well, this coming up weekend, it's now the first showdown between the two teams, the Chicago White Sox versus the Boston Red Sox. So we have a little bit of a wager on this game. In this wager, I think I'm going to be sending them out some authentic Chicago-style hot dogs. That's right, folks. If you know anything about Chicago-style hot dogs, you know you don't use ketchup. There's a couple other things in there, but you don't use ketchup. If my team wins, he's going to send me out some. There's some authentic kind of, I think it's maple candy. When he was describing this, my mouth just started watering, so I'm like, oh, yeah. So he's going to send me out that. I'm going to have hot dogs while I'm eating these too because my team ain't going to lose to no Boston Red Sox. Last time we met, it was a sweep. A 3-game sweep. Oh, what the beautiful sight it was. Yeah, check back next week. See if I'm out a couple hot dogs or if I just got myself a little bit of New England candy. Yes, folks, I'm a little bit of a better and I've actually placed a couple more bets at work when the White Sox face the Cubs here in Chicago, the inner city rivalry. Again, I won. Oh boy, I'm just doing really good this season, so this bet has to work out as well. Steve, Maureen, if you're out there and listening, you're going down. I think you've got it wrong. Okay, I'm going to first of all go through and kind of say I'm sorry on the past couple episodes. I've been kind of random in my last segment where I kind of go through, talk about the listeners and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to try to keep this a lot more focused today. And definitely let me know if I succeeded or not. First of all, I do want to thank again to the philosophy guy from the podcast, the PodSafe Comedy Countdown. I did want to say thank you again for the intro. I really appreciate it. Obviously, you can see I'm putting it into the rotation, which I'm now going to actually have enough to start a rotation, which is going to be really kind of cool. I also wanted to thank Steve and Dawn. This actually came in after I recorded the bit in which was their review. So, I mean, talk about just irony. Actually, it's from Steve. He says, hey, Barely, just wanted to thank you for giving us a plug. I'll have to ask the cab driver where the real team plays when I get there. And that's referring back to, yeah, Sox. Cubs. Which is the real team? The Sox are. Okay, I got a real nice message here from Joe from Dallas. And I'm not going to go through the whole thing because it's a real nice one. And Joe, I definitely appreciate it. This letter really kind of, it meant a lot to me. But he's kind of going on saying that he's listened to a lot of startups and he says, I'm amazed at how well you brought your show together. A lot of startups begin really crappy and continue to be really crappy episode after episode. I'm not saying your podcast started out crappy. And he puts a star there. And he says, it took you till episode 3 to put out a crappy podcast. And anyone who's looking for episode 3, you'll never find it. I took it down. The only way you'll find it is, let's see, there would be 26 people out there who actually downloaded that episode. There was actually 27. I'm the 27th. I took it down that quickly. But he kind of goes on and says, because it didn't, but you have made it many, many times better since episode 1. So I really do appreciate it, Joe. It meant a lot to me. So, definitely. I mean, you can keep sending me stuff. I like hearing from everyone who's listening. I know there's a lot of people listening out there. So, come on, send stuff my way. I need the ego boost. I mean, I'm the one who can sniff in walls. I mean, for crying out loud. If that isn't a cry for attention, people, I don't know what is. But I'm not doing it on purpose. At least consciously. I could be doing it on purpose subconsciously. But yeah, getting back to my original point. I really am looking for just validation, and from you all, it would be great. So please send in your comments. I love reading them. I have one more here. I'm gonna kind of cut some things out of it. It's from J.C. Hutchins, who I guess I was talking with Andrew from that I work with at Chat Buffet, which is chatbuffet.blogspot.com, which is my other show. So I need to promote that as well. Check us out there. I was talking with him, and he's like, "You know, you gave 2 reviews last week." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Yeah. In episode 21, you gave a review to the podcast Comedy Countdown, which you dedicated as a review." And he's like, "And you also gave one to Seventh Son." Oh, yeah, I did. I was trying to play J.C. Hutchinson's promo, but he did write me in. And he's like, "Love the lead into the promo. Very funny indeed. I had similar aspirations, particularly about the post-housework perks you coyly mentioned." Yeah. let me tell you that the ass busting I've been doing on this freaking podcast, I need a few Hutchins clones myself. Speaking of clones and cliffhangers, only 5 episodes left of book 1. Oh man, it's gonna kill me. I mean, J.C. Hutchins is the master at cliffhangers. Every episode, and it kills me. It kills me every time. So, but yeah, that was, from Chris, J.C. Hutchins, on mentioning his show in my show last week, but I just had to put that little part in because I love the fact that I was able to kind of pop in the clones thing. Because at the moment, I was so frustrated. I was like, I need clones. I'm a dork and everyone now knows it. Okay, the music that you've been listening to in this episode is called The Scene from the band Stole Your Woman. And you can find them at the PodSafe Music Network, which is at music.podshow.com. And I did want to make one quick mention. I wanted to thank Nautius Maximus over at the Podcast Pickle. He actually chose this show to be the podcast pick of the day a few weeks ago. And I kept forgetting to thank him. So what I'm going to do right now, since the Pickle is getting ready to do the reset, they should be doing it within probably a matter of hours. I'm actually going to go through and thank everyone who has me as a favorite in their lists. Then these are all from the Pickle. I figured I'll do this every 6 months. I'm also probably going to be dropping a line to each one of you, so I do appreciate it. But I have Gabberjaw, which of course is John and Wendy. I have Slussy, who is Steve from Steve and Maureen from the Wicked Good Podcast. So I thank you again. I have Tangaro. Conrad Slater, who did the first review on my show back on episode number 9. So a lot of things that he is that he kind of told me to do, I've done, and actually he's stuck around and listened. I have Philosophy Guy. I have Starcom, who does the You Are the Guest podcast. Seuss, Steve, and Dawn from, of course, we just talked about it with For What It's Worth, Swagcast, Mostly News, Women Grow, Kat, who I met here in Chicago at the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup, Pod to Peer, Fogarty, Swingercast, Snooty Patootie, of course, myself. I actually like the show. Believe it or not, I actually do listen to the show a couple days after I put it out. I do kind of catch things then, but I do listen to it, and I actually enjoy listening to the show now that I kind of got over listening to my own voice kind of thing. JC Hutchins, Mac86, Tokies, Naughtius Maximus, RW Podcast, Right Wrong Podcast, Bucket Podcast, The Gas, Don't Tickle Me, which is actually Philosophy Guy's wife, I believe, which I also met her along with Philosophy Guy and Kat at the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup, as well as P. Dilly. So that's everyone who's on the list saying their favorites of mine. And I thank every one of you. I got up to number 80 before the reset, at least right now, and it's within a matter of a couple hours of the reset. I thank everyone on that. And on that note, I'm actually going to sign out. It is getting kind of late. I'm going to have to edit this probably tomorrow. And hopefully I don't have too many flub-ups. So I can get it up and out really quick. There's several ways you can get in touch with me. And remember, I'm a dork. I need the validation. So there are a lot of ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can go onto my website at www.barelypodcasting.com. I have a shout box. I have a comment box, which if you have a microphone available to you at the time, you can actually leave me a voice message that everybody can hear, the My Chingo. Wonderful system. I would highly recommend it to any podcaster out there to get a My Chingo audio comment system. That way you can kind of leave audio messages also to every one of your fans who check out your website. But also a shout box there where you can type a message back and forth. I think I finally figured out how to tweak it and get it just right. And so I'm so far happy with it. You can leave me a comment on any particular episode. I do read them all, and I might not comment on them, but I do definitely read them all. So, and I kind of keep an eye on that every day, so I know I'm kind of a dork on that one. Okay, also from there, you can go on to the Frapper Map and sign yourself up. I really haven't had any activity recently, so why don't you come on to the Frapper Map, sign yourself up. If you're in from Asia, that'd be really cool. I don't have anyone in Asia yet, and there's a special place in my heart for Asia. That's actually where I used to live a long, long time ago. If you want to hear those stories, I can definitely go into them. I will not continue on about that because we're wrapping up here, folks. Okay, you could also drop me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com or leave me a voicemail at 206-666-2660. Okay, and that's pretty much it. And until next week, I appreciate it. If you are celebrating a major holiday, Canada Day, U.S. Independence Day, hey, I just feel like having my own holiday day. Happy holiday to you, and I hope it's a good one, and I will talk to you next week.
This podcast is proudly listed at the best podcasting directory on the internet, podcastpickle.com. We now return you to your regularly scheduled download, already in progress.